Intro music fades in and then fades to background. Host?
Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Economics Study Guide, the podcast designed to help you smash your exams. I'm your host. And today we're tackling a fundamental topic that comes up time and time again, supply and the factors influencing supply. Getting this right is a guaranteed way to pick up easy marks, and by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be able to explain it like a pro. So let's get started.
Transition sound effect.
Host.
First up, what is supply? In the simplest terms, supply is the amount of a good or service that a producer is willing and able to sell at a given price in a given time period. The fundamental law of supply states that as the price of a product rises, the quantity supplied of that product will usually increase, and vice versa. Why? Because higher prices mean higher potential profits for the firm, creating a bigger incentive to produce and sell more. This relationship is why the supply curve on your diagram slopes upwards from left to right. More price, more quantity supplied. Simple. Now, a crucial distinction that examiners love to test is the difference between a movement along the supply curve and a shift of the entire curve. A movement is only ever caused by one thing, a change in the price of the good itself. If the price of chocolate bars increases from £1 to £1 and 20 pence, a chocolate factory will supply more, and we move up the existing supply curve. If the price falls, we move down the curve. The curve itself doesn't go anywhere. A shift, on the other hand, is when the entire supply curve moves to the left or to the right. This is caused by a change in any factor other than the price. A shift to the right means an increase in supply. Producers are willing to supply more at every price level. A shift to the left means a decrease in supply. They'll supply less at every price. To remember the factors that cause a shift, we use the fantastic mnemonic, PINTSWC. That's PINTSWC. Let's break it down. P is for productivity. If workers become more efficient, perhaps through better training, the cost per unit falls. This boosts profit margins and the firm's incentive to supply, shifting the curve to the right. E is for indirect taxes. Think VAT or excise duty on fuel. If the government imposes a new tax on a good, it increases the cost of production. This squeezes profits, reducing the incentive to supply, and shifts the curve to the left. N is for the number of firms. If new firms enter a market, the total amount being supplied at every price level increases, so the supply curve shifts to the right. T is for technology. A new machine or a new software that speeds up production will lower costs. Just like with productivity, this increases the potential for profit and shifts the supply curve to the right. I is for subsidies. A subsidy is a payment from the government to a producer. This directly reduces their costs of production, making it more profitable to supply. The result? A rightward shift of the supply curve. W is for weather. This is especially important for agricultural products. A great harvest season means a huge increase in supply, shifting the curve to the right. A drought or flood would have the opposite effect, shifting it left. C is for cost of production. This is a big one. It covers wages, raw material prices, energy bills, and rent. If any of these costs go up, profit margins are reduced, and the supply curve will shift to the left. If they fall, it shifts to the right. So remember, PINTSWC factors shift the curve while a price change causes a movement along it. Transition sound effect.
Host.
Now for our examiner tips. When you see a question with the command words, explain using a diagram, the diagram is not optional. You will be awarded specific marks for a correctly drawn and labeled diagram. Your axes must be labeled price and quantity, and your curves must be clearly marked. Secondly, avoid a common mistake, confusing supply with quantity supplied. Supply is the whole curve, while quantity supplied is just a point on the curve. A change in price affects the quantity supplied, causing a movement. A change in a PINTSWC factor affects supply, causing a shift. Finally, always build a logical chain of reasoning. Don't just say a subsidy increases supply. For top marks, you must explain how. For example, a government subsidy reduces the firm's costs of production. This increases the potential profit margin at every price point, creating a greater incentive for the firm to supply the good. As a result, the supply curve shifts to the right from S1 to S2. That's how you get the credit.
Transition sound effect.
Host.
Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Question 1. What does the C in PINTSWC stand for?
Pause.
Answer. costs of production. Question 2. If the government increases an indirect tax on petrol, which way will the supply curve for petrol shift? Pause. Answer. To the left. It's a decrease in supply. Question 3. What is the only factor that causes a movement along the supply curve?
Pause.
Answer. A change in the price of the good itself. How did you do? If you got all three, you're well on your way. Transition sound effect. Host. So, to summarize today's session, the law of supply means more is supplied at a higher price. A change in price causes a movement along the supply curve. But a change in one of the Pint's WC factors, productivity, indirect taxes, number of firms, technology, subsidies, weather, or cost of production, will shift the entire curve. Right for an increase, left for a decrease. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Economics Study Guide. Keep practicing those diagrams and join us next time for another deep dive into a key topic. Outro music fades in and plays to finish.